With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. We begin the week with another threat of a partial government shutdown looming, at issue this time funding for the Department of Homeland Security. There's a Friday midnight deadline this time around. The Seattle Seahawks are Super Bowl champs for the second time in franchise history. 29-13 win over the New England Patriots in Super Bowl 60. But it wasn't the action on the field that caught President Trump's attention. He has something to say about the halftime show as well as about the Winter Olympics.
The president first took aim at Americans competing at the Olympics, saying one of the athletes should have stayed home, after freestyle skier Hunter Hess said that wearing the flag doesn't mean I represent everything that's going on in the U.S. The president called him a real loser. And then Donald Trump complained about Super Bowl halftime performer Bad Bunny. He wrote online that the Puerto Rican singer's show was terrible and was an affront to the greatness of America. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Japanese Prime Minister Takeuchi's governing Conservative Party has secured a two-thirds supermajority in a parliamentary election. The BBC's Shima Halil is in Tokyo.
352 seats out of 465, way more than they were hoping for. They continued with their coalition with the Innovation Party. So together, they have this sweeping majority now in parliament. And that gives Japan much needed political stability. And it gives Sanae Takaichi the mandate that she was hoping for, the mandate that she called the snap election in the depths of winter for. And that essentially gives her the power to push through with her agenda.
On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 39 points, while the Nasdaq futures are off 98. This is SRN News. Islam sparks an uproar in one Texas school district.
Some of the students at Wiley East High School were surprised when they headed to the lunchroom recently and found that Muslims had set up a booth and were handing out copies of the Quran and hijabs for the girls. They were representatives of a group called Why Islam, and school officials now say their presence was a violation of district rules. At least one staff member at the high school has been put on leave pending an investigation. Michael Harrington reporting.
Most American Jews say they are not Zionists, but it's possible they just aren't clear on what that term means. Zionism is defined as the belief that the Jewish people have the right to possess the land granted to them by God and the Bible. A new poll finds only one-third of American Jews call themselves Zionists, but nearly 90% say they support Israel's right to exist as a Jewish state where it is. This is SRN News. President Trump throws his support behind the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act.
Posting on Truth Social, President Trump writes, quote, America's elections are rigged, stolen, and a laughingstock all over the world. We're either going to fix them or we won't have a country any longer. He called on Republicans to fight for the Save America Act. He continued, quote, all voters must show voter ID identification. All voters must show proof of United States citizenship to register for voting. President Trump concluded by posting that there should be, quote, no mail-in ballots except for illness, disability, military, or travel. John Scott reporting.
A trial that's focusing on whether Meta misrepresented the safety of its platforms when it comes to the dangers of child sexual exploitation is set to start in New Mexico. Opening statements at that trial scheduled for later today. More details at SRNNews.com.